Welcome back to this special edition of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, where we have interviewed Stan the Man Lee, and we are currently in studio with Bryce Zabel. We are going to be talking about his new book, AD After Disclosure, but we were talking about Stan Lee, who has been an inspiration to so many.
And I really do want to kind of segue to talk about your book, but...
That's right. Enough about Stan. What about me?
Yeah. I know. But the part about him that actually is truly inspirational is that you never, no matter how old you get, have to slow down and retire or retire your spirit.
Never.
And that's what I've learned from him.
Me too.
I've reinvented myself to a truly second career when I was put out to pasture by showbiz. And he's keeps on reinventing
Stan and
himself.
I just pitched an idea at the Sci-Fi Channel a month ago, and it was my idea actually, and I brought it to Stan, and Stan, God bless him again, said, you know, that is the best idea I've ever heard that I didn't think of, and and so we went off to Sci-Fi, and honestly, he couldn't have been more supportive. You know, we went in there and we sat on the couch together, and we told him the story, and he told him how much he really liked it. And I got the sense, I mean, I know he's a good salesman. He's going to go into any pitch meeting and say the positive things. But we've known each other long enough that I knew when I told him this idea that it was something that would truly appeal to him because it had all those kind of elements that define what Stan's work is. And, you know, he knows me well enough about the execution of it and all that. We really kind of gelled, and it was, a great, fun moment. And honestly, those are the memories I'm going to have sitting on couches with Stan pitching ideas and having him be such a great guy.
All right. Let's make that segue.
Let's do it.
You have a story about Stan and UFOs that relate to your book. Why don't you share that with us so we can segue to your book?
Right.
And you are now a published author.
I am.
Add to your resume.
It's thrilling. The book is called AD After Disclosure, The People's Guide to Life After Contact, which is at afterdisclosure.com. Having said that, when we were putting the book together, when you publish a book these days, everyone needs the blurb, which sounds pejorative, but it's not. It just means the short little quote that somebody gives you to sort of help sell your book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so given that this book is what I call speculative nonfiction, I thought, well, Stan's a pretty good guy to talk to about this. I'll call him and see if he's got time to look the book over and offer his own blurb. And he instantly said, I'd be delighted to do whatever you need, send it over. So I sent it over. He wrote a nice little blurb, which is actually on the book. And he basically said, I've imagined this future many times, but these guys actually wrote the book on it. Don't dare miss it, enough said, which is pure Stan. Love the man.
By the way, what's great about that quote?
Yeah.
It's short and it just says it all.
It says it all. And in fact, everyone from our publicist to my co-author to everybody goes, first of all, it's Stan Lee. Second of all, what a great blurb. So it's been everywhere. But more than that, I wanted something else from Stan besides his warm embrace metaphorically for the book. And I wanted to hear what he thought about UFOs and flying saucers and so forth, and alien life, because Stan is somebody that's thought about that as much as anyone. And that's pretty much what he said. He basically said, look, I don't know whether I'm a believer or not, but I certainly am a believer insofar as I can use that to tell stories. And he always said in his stories, the way he would approach it, if the aliens appear to be good, they're really bad. If they appear to be bad, they're really good. That's the sort of the way that Stan would look at them. And his thought
was... You mean from a storytelling?
Yeah, from a storytelling point of view. But I tried to pin it down. I said, that's great. I want to know what you think, though, from your lifetime. And you've obviously considered this, read, you've talked to people. And he said, well, look, there has to be intelligent life in the universe. He was unclear whether they come here in UFOs or not, but he said there's definitely intelligent life in the universe. But then he told me a story, which I thought was really interesting. In the 60s, one of his right-hand men at Marvel was a fellow named Saul Brodsky. I think Saul was his operations director at Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, that meant that on a daily basis, Stan and Saul were hanging out trying to make sure that the trains ran on time and artists were doing what they needed to do and scripts were getting turned in and production schedules were being made. So he described this man as extremely level-headed. In other words, while Stan and the gang at the bullpen were bouncing off the walls, Saul Brodsky was the guy with the glasses trying to...
He was the accountant.
Yeah, he was the guy making it all work. So one time, Saul comes back to Marvel after a trip to Las Vegas and takes Stan aside, and he said that... when he and his wife were driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, they saw a flying saucer. And he said it hovered. It was big. It was physical. It was a craft. All right. It was not lights in the sky or a balloon. I mean, it was low enough to them that they were actually able to see it as a physical craft. He said it, when it arrived before them, it was very fast. It didn't have wings. It stopped right over the car, and it hovered. It made no sound, and he and his wife were watching this thing and just, as you can imagine, freaking out. What the heck is this thing hovering over our car? And then suddenly it zipped away. Just
without sound?
No sound. Just went from hover to zip, gone. And he came back and he told this to Stan, and I said, well, Stan, what did you guys think it was? And Stan said, well, you know... I'm sure Bryce is, because he's always so nice about it. He said, I'm sure you have better ideas than I do, but it could have been something that was extraterrestrial or from somewhere else. But at the time, because it was such a crazy idea to say that this thing that they were talking about in comic books was actually real and happening to Saul, they both tried to assure themselves that it must have been some kind of government aircraft that was highly classified and secret, so that they didn't have to really get behind accepting mentally that it was something this extreme. So, and then interestingly enough, and finally about Stan and flying saucers, he came to the conclusion, he said, that in his own mind, the way he's worked it out, he believes that they're not extraterrestrial. He believes they are travelers through time. Now, what is interesting is when he told me that, going back, I had written the very first original film for the Sci-Fi Channel. It was something called Official Denial, and it was about alien abductions, and it was about the Majestic 12 cover-up organization. And at the end of this film that I wrote in 1993, it turns out they say, you know, who are they, and where do they come from? And the answer is not where, when. In that first film, they were time travelers. They were us from the future who had so devastated the population in certain ways that they were coming back to try to reinvigorate themselves. So it was very funny. So this long, circuitous thing, me writing this book and Stan knowing each other for 13, 14 years or whatever it was, and then realizing that we sort of had that little piece of dramatic thinking in our own past together was very fun, very interesting. So, yeah, so Stan blurbed for us. So if you believe Stan Lee, folks, afterdisclosure.com, Stan Lee says, enough said.
All right, well, let's move off of Stan, and why don't you just tell us a little bit more about the book and tell us about your co-author, because he certainly lends some credibility that you otherwise wouldn't bring to this subject. I'm joking on the square only because it's not your.
Well, I mean,
actually, it is your venue in that you do sci-fi,
Richard
is the expert in it.
Look, in my writing career, I've written many, many different things, but I have kind of a subspecialty in this sort of the UFO genre, and one of the books that I had optioned was something called UFOs in the National Security State, which was written by Richard Dolan. It's a phenomenal book. And after optioning, I asked him, well, hey, I've got this book idea. What do you think of this? And he fell in love with the idea, too, because we've both been thinking about disclosure. Let's define terms. Disclosure is when the powers that be finally cop to the fact that these things are real, that they're physical, they're structural, and some of them, at least, are from someplace that isn't here. So our book, AD After Disclosure, is basically the way we promote it is by saying there have been 10,000 books written about UFOs trying to prove that UFOs are real. This is not one of them. You can enter in to reading our book, AD After Disclosure, if you believe in the reality of ET and UFOs here on Earth and interacting here on Earth, which we do. If you believe that as well, then you will look at it as speculative nonfiction, where it's like the Rand Corporation report, if you will, on what would happen after this is revealed. If you're skeptical, and as I know you are, then you can look at it as a fascinating what if, because the truth is, after disclosure, Everything will change. Just like 9/11, they said it would change. This will be the real game changer. It'll change government, politics, culture, religion, science, the economy, you name it. Everything is going to riffle through and change. So that's the book we've written. And I really hope people can take a look at it, because I think it'll expand their consciousness just a little bit.
We'll be back with Bryce Zabel and more about AD after disclosure. After this break, this is Bruce Salen and The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.